Sundays and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. New York City Mayor Eric Adams now says two people died Saturday night when the masts of a Mexican Navy training vessel struck the underside of the Brooklyn Bridge. 17 others were injured. This man was at the scene.
All of a sudden, we heard tons of screaming coming from this massive crowd, and we all got up. Our hearts were skipping a beat because it was just horrible how it sounded. We heard like this wood crunch, which we then stood up and looked at the bridge, and we saw what everybody's already seen happen, which was just horrifying.
There were almost 280 people on the ship when the incident happened. One person has died in a car bombing at a fertility clinic in Palm Springs, California. CBS's Christian Benavides says the FBI is calling this domestic terrorism.
The clinic confirms no staff members were injured in Saturday's blast, and their lab, including all eggs, embryos, and reproductive materials, remains secure and undamaged.
But I looked at cameras in the IVF lab and surgery center, and everything is.
Attorney General Pam Bondi said she's been briefed on the incident and wrote in a statement, "We are working to learn more, but let me be clear. The Trump administration understands that women and mothers are the heartbeat of America. Violence against a fertility clinic is unforgivable."
The severe storms that pushed through multiple states Friday are now being blamed for the deaths of 26 people. 17 people died in Kentucky's Laurel County alone. CBS's Nicole Valdez is in southeastern Kentucky.
At a small airport, helicopters and vintage planes were flipped and smashed. In Missouri, the same system unleashed multiple tornadoes, including two that touched down in St. Louis.
Never seen anything like this.
The storm also spawned tornadoes in Wisconsin and pushed a wall of dust from central Illinois all the way to Chicago.
The new Pope will say his first public mass Sunday morning in St. Peter's Square, marking the official beginning of the reign of the 267th Pope. A preview from CBS News reporter Sabina Castelfranco in Rome.
Pope Leo XIV, during the Mass, will be presented with two symbolic items, the fisherman's ring and also a lamb's wool piece of cloth, which gets presented to a new pope during his inaugural Mass.
Vice President J.D. Vance, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky are all scheduled to attend. Journalism has won the Preakness. The three-year-old colt was the heavy favorite going into the race. Journalism is now the first horse since 2019 to win the Preakness after racing in the Kentucky Derby. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hello, 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 Wisconsin. For those of you who might be thinking, hey, that doesn't sound quite like Rob Roberts. You're right. That's not Rob Roberts. I'm Jane, also known as DJ Yane. I'm usually at WSUM, but here tonight I'm at Max Inc. Radio. I was thinking of running the board maybe a couple Saturdays sometime. I don't know. Not every Saturday. We'll see. But it's been a lot of fun so far. Welcome to the 7 o'clock hour. We are about to get a double dip from Adem Tesfaye, and he is going to be at the Burr Oak in Madison on May 30th. You know, I've always loved his music. Well, the last time he came to the Waterfront Festival, it was raining the whole day before he went on. But when Adem stepped on and played those first few notes, the clouds parted for him and the sun came right out. So that just proves his power. We're all listening to Max Inc. Radio, and here is Pressure from the Adem Tesfaye Band.
See that pressure that's on your mind? Is that feeling like you're wasting time?
when you hit your low. But it ain't no mystery. Mystery in my mind. So I'm asking the Lord. Ooh, let me hit it one more time.
For the people.
See, I'm a thinking man, just like the little engine. I think I can, then I think again, get weak and play this thinking game. I can't stop thinking, damn, it just goes to show I need a ride. The riptide has rolled in too fast. Feels like I'm drowning. I'm in too deep and the water's still rising. But I won't live my life like I'm trapped on a boat that won't float in the ocean. The watchtower light, it's shining too bright. I can't live my life like my truck's on flat. No tread, no forward motion. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. I'd
rather be coasting. Can I see through the eyes of lies? My eyes of lies drift to the sea, polluting, promoting these lies, seducing for sexy corruption, consumption, lusting for humping, panting and hunting, chasing, facing that hardest equation. I pray for this nation, 'cause life's so amazing, it's dazing, and some days I feel like I'm crazy, but I won't live my life like I'm trapped on a boat that won't float in the ocean. The watchtower light is shining too bright. I can't live my life like my truck's on flat, no tread, no forward motion. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. So let's ride. So let's ride. So let's ride.
That's an amazing double dip right here on Max Inc. Radio, brought to you by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Salvatore's is down in Sun Prairie, Monona, and Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's. Order online at salvatorestomatopies.com. Also, Full Mile Beer Company. Yeah, I love their food there. They're in Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food, great beer, and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu online and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. Rocker, guess who we got on the phone?
Who is on the phone, Rob?
It is Sean Michael Dargan. He is on the phone right now to tell us about all sorts of fun things. Sean, can you hear us?
Sean, are you there?
Hey, how's
there
going,
he is!
Sean Michael Dargan, you work with the UW Memorial Terrace, right? The live music that's going on there.
I work at the union, and I'm the advisor to the music committee. So I help book the terrace all summer long.
Oh, that's got to be a lot of fun. And, you know, the schedule is out. I just saw it. And you guys have an incredible amount of local music playing at the Memorial Union. Tell us about, you know, why you guys do that.
Absolutely. Well, the union is committed to great programming. It's largely student programmed. It's during the school year, it's 100% student programmed. During the summer, I work with the students and I do some of the programming myself. But we have shows 5 nights a week, sometimes 6 shows a week.
Wow.
It's phenomenal. We do a Wednesday night open mic, which is gangbusters. tons of folks, you know, from Art Paul Schlosser all the way down to freshmen that just came to campus that have never played before.
And that's on the terrace stage, right? Right on the water?
Yep. We're on the terrace stage right on the water. Then we do Thursday nights, we do bluegrass and Americana bands starting at 7. And then on Fridays, we have two shows. We have an early Behind the Beat show that starts at 4 o'clock, and it's usually jazz or singer-songwriters. And then at 7 o'clock, then we have a headliner show, which is usually rock or pop or hip-hop. And then we also do Saturday shows as well. And then occasionally we do a Sunday show. So we've got all sorts of fun stuff. And you're right, we do a ton of local and regional programming. It's kind of the main thrust of what we do.
You know, I love Rocker. I get on my electric bike. I go on down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get myself a pizza. Yeah, a little ice cream and watch some Fat Function.
And a beer.
Oh,
man.
It's so great.
That sounds fun. You know, now, Sean, I saw a special show that's going to be happening June 12th, the Material Boys. They were on hiatus, so I'm glad to see that you got them live.
Absolutely. Are you hip to where their name came from?
Oh, yeah. They do bluegrass. They started out doing bluegrass of Madonna songs, yeah. Right?
And they are phenomenal. They are such a great band.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, one of my colleagues, Matt Douglas, who used to run student print down here on campus and helps run the print shop now, he's the bass player in that band. He's terrific.
Oh, that's awesome. I know. You know, I can never get it out of my head how they say it. They go, like a virgin, but for the very first time. They're really a lot of fun. And, you know, it's all tongue-in-cheek. They're a great band. I saw you have Sam Ness. He's another local great.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
And Sam Lyons.
Yep, Sam Lyons. He's terrific. He's, you know, his dad, Phil, plays bass in VO5 and in
Steely Dane.
Yep.
And Who Dat?
And Who Dat with David Heck. And his son, Sam, is such a tremendous songwriter.
He has a golden voice.
He is just a great singer.
Now, I saw Louie and the Flash Bombs. We've had them in the studio from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Louie's a great songwriter as well. They're kind of a straight ahead rock band.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in the vein of Tom Petty or I don't know, maybe Cheap Trick even. They're really just a terrific straight ahead indie rock band.
You know, he reminds me of that band that did The Dark Side. Well, I can't remember that movie.
Oh, yeah, John Eddy. On the Dark Side. Yeah. Who was that? John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band.
Oh, you got it, man. That's what it is.
Right on.
Yeah, so Louie Lucchese, he's a great guy.
What else?
I'm kind of scanning through the schedule to see what, you know, pops out to me.
Can I tell you a couple I'm excited about?
Yeah, let's hear it.
So I'm really excited on May 23rd, so just next weekend, Sista Sensi.
Oh, yeah.
Sista?
Uh-huh.
She's never played the terrace before. She's a terrific reggae artist.
Yep.
She interprets other people's songs, but she's also got songs of her own, and her band is just phenomenal. They're a terrific band. And then the very next night, on the 24th, we have Latin Pride Orchestra with Rebelu. And they are some of the best Latin pop that you're going to ever hear. Just a really, really terrific couple of bands. Super psyched about that. Let's see.
The Flavor That Kills, I see.
Oh, nice.
You gotta love them, man. I know you love them.
Oh, yeah. Boiled in Lead. Are they from Minneapolis?
They are from Minneapolis. And they're kind of a Celtic rock band.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, they've been around forever. Legendary.
They have. Yeah, they've never played the terrace either, so I'm super excited to have them come down. We've got a band called Automatic Lover.
Oh, one of our favorites. Hey, Rob, I'm going to leak another thing. Oh. They're also going to be playing at Atwood Fest.
That's two rockers tonight.
Leaking.
Two.
I'm sorry, Sean. I've been leaking stuff on Atwood Fest.
No, you got it good. You got it good, man.
But Automatic Lover, they are amazing. Of course, Joey B. Banks is the drummer.
Yes.
And those Latin grooves with that band are amazing.
Joey is so busy.
Joey plays in every band.
I swear, man. Every time I see it. Like, isn't that Joey? That's Joey. He's playing the drums right now.
Yeah, there's only like four drummers in town that play with all of the bands, right?
And Joey is three of them.
Yeah, Joey's three of them. Yeah.
Avian Aura, I see they're going to be doing a set June 27th.
Yep. We've got the Madison Jazz Festival, you know, which is over at Art and Lit Lab, but also on the terrace, mm-hmm. is the 14th, 15th, the 13th, 14th, and 15th, actually. It's that whole weekend and of June, and that's going to be terrific. We've got all sorts of fabulous jazz artists coming that weekend. We've got
some ska.
We're doing a big. Speaking of Joey Banks, he brings his Black Star Drumline over for on June 21st for the the solstice. Make Music Madison.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. My son used to play in Black Star Drumline.
Oh, that's super cool, man.
Oh, that's a great marching band.
I've got a band called the Whiskey Farm. That's an Americana. Mm-hmm. Americana band that's just terrific. They have a pedal steel player who is just to die for, man. He is great. And he moved to Florida he's a professor, and so he only comes up for a couple months during the summer now. So we got him when the pedal steel player is going to be on the band. So
come up for a snow tan.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the 26th of June. That's going to be super fun.
Now, the next night, the 27th, I see One Beer, Please. They're a ska band.
Yeah, they're great. They're opening for Work.
Oh, wow. What a show.
Yeah that's going to be a great night. And then the next night is Steez, if you know them.
Oh, yeah. Steez Creep
is
Funk.
Great. Yeah,
Creep Funk. Yeah, they're going to be fantastic. We've got some really cool stuff going on 4th of July weekend. We've got Cork and Bottle String Band playing on Thursday.
Oh yeah, and the Echo Rays.
Echo Rays opening for Brett Newsky.
Oh, Newsky!
Yeah. We just had Jeff Burkhardt playing in our studio last week, and he plays with the Echo Rays.
Yep, he sure does. A great songwriter. And then on the 5th, we've got the Mascot Theory coming back.
Nice.
Oh wow. Yep. Oh, that's
really
fun.
Great.
Glad to see he's getting in better health.
Yeah, absolutely. Eric had a little tough patch there. Josh Hardy's playing the next week on the 11th.
All right.
And then you know, Fun, right?
Tribute to Fish.
Yep, they're playing that night, the 11th. And then one of my very favorite bands in Madison.
Oh, I know who you're going to say.
The Periodicals. <on the show. laughs>
They are awesome. I love the Periodicals.
Yeah. Yeah, they're really great. Just a phenomenal singer. Nico is just terrific. And John Wedge, who's the songwriter in that band, mm-hmm. He and Jeff Blakehorse write some terrific songs. And John's from London, so he's legit.
Yeah. Wow.
Let's see. We've in July on the 18th, we've got the Cashbosh Kings coming up.
Oh.
And they played for us last year, but they hadn't played in a few years before that. They are huge when they play this.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
super wow. fun.
Rare Elements coming. I see.
Yep, Rare Elements.
So, how can people find out about all these great shows that we're talking about right now?
Sure, if you just go to union.wisc.edu, and you can click on our, you know, on our events calendar, and you can filter it by music, and then it'll bring up the whole slew. I want to tell you about one more show though.
Oh yeah, let's hear it.
Super psyched about. I can't say the word, but it rhymes with crib hitter.
Oh, crib pooper.
We know crib all about pooper, the poopers. Yes.
Yeah, they're playing on July 26th, and they are so much fun.
They are.
I can't write them on our website, but you know, we do. We do what we can. And then the last show I'll mention is on on August 1st, we've got Natty Nation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Natty Nation is great.
That's the one that you want to pull your boat up behind the terrace, right?
Yeah.
And they have a dock you can land on. You get off your boat, you go get a beer, you go back on your boat and hang out in the water. It's awesome.
Actually, I should tell you, we do something called Lakefront Live. It's happening on July 10th. Where we have a band, the band is Annie and the Okies.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we actually turn the band around to face the water.
Oh, cool.
And Hoofers does a special on kayaks and stand-up paddleboards and floaties. And we get hundreds of people in the water right in front of the stage, and the band plays to them, and it's super fun.
That's amazing. Oh, man.
How do you hold your paddle and two beers at the same time?
Skill, rocker, skill.
I want to know that. That's what I want to know.
Duct tape.
Use gravity to your advantage, right? Yeah.
That is awesome. Well, you know, Sean, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about the schedule at the Union Terrace. We really appreciate
it. Oh, it's always a pleasure to be on your show, Rocker. Totally, totally my treat.
Oh, thanks a lot, man. We really appreciate it. Shawn Michael Dargan, he's from the Wisconsin Union Terrace booking. We're hearing about great shows. What song we got coming up, Rob?
Yeah, we're going to play something from Shawn.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear it. What do we got here?
Got No Questions on Max Woo! Inc. Radio.
Thanks, guys.
How can I lose? I stay in the loop. cause I got the juice. I'm willing to prove. Just watch how I move. Just watch how I, yeah. Just watch how I move.
Hey, just watch how I move. This shit be so fluent, they thought it was TV the way that we move it. Shout out to TNT, we making movies. I need a silent bit with a big booty. I heard the money call, I get straight to it. You hear the engine growl all in the boonies. No conversation, it's D&D moments. I sit alone, I improve my improvements. How can I face what I'm facing without being honest? I'm trying to go chase me a bag. I don't hear what you would do if you didn't do it. See, you a disgrace in my eyes. I got that 2020, 10 toes down, never fold, make this last. If I wasn't me, I wouldn't be you. Hating bitch made old snake in the grass.
Mind up the troops. How can I lose? I stay in the loop, cause I got the juice. I'm willing to prove. Just watch how I move. Just watch how I, yeah. Just watch how I move. Hey, mind up the troops. How can I lose? I stay in the loop, cause I got the juice. I'm willing to prove. Just watch how I move. Just watch how I, yeah. Just watch how I move.
The People Brothers Band is up next with Kisses, and they're going to be taking us into break right here on Max Inc. Radio.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Friday nights are for fish fry at the Lazy Yolf Lounge. Enjoy baked or fried cod, deep fried bluegill and lake perch, warm bread out of the oven with some tasty side dishes. Plus, the Lazy Yolf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Yolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyYolfLounge.com.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark Pet Center.net, a health food store for your pets.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. On Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All right, we are back. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. I'm here with Rob and DJ Yanni.
Rocker, it's a beautiful Saturday.
Man.
Unless you listen to the replay, then it's Sunday.
That's true, Rob.
That is true.
We go 6 to midnight Saturday nights, and then Sunday nights you can listen to the repeat of this show, 6 p.m. to midnight. Or you can go and get the podcast at civicmedia.us. Just click on Max Inc. Radio. Hey, Rob, we have Tony Cannon. He has been hanging around Madison's music scene for nearly 40 years. In the 70s and 80s, Tony fronted the Shakedown Blues Band. In the 90s, fronting Roadhouse Rockers. And now he has his own band, Tony Cannon and the Soundgarden Crew. And they'll be performing at the Red Rooster in Madison on May 23rd. In the studio with us right now is Tony Cannon and drummer Ken Kepler. Tony, Ken. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Really, talk into those microphones close, will you guys? Now, Tony, I want to know, how did you get started playing music all those years ago?
Oh, boy, jeez. Let me think.
The stumper.
I started really young. I started as a kid in local bands in my hometown. Inspiration was my older brother, who was a rock and roller. Buddy Holly kind of guy. And then, chasing Skirt down to Madison and met up with the Shakedown guys.
Wow. What year was that, do you think?
76-ish?
76.
Yeah, 76.
Wow. And what were your parents' role in your musical upbringing?
It was pretty iffy. I mean, they didn't see it.
They weren't a supporter of music?
Both my parents are pretty much tone deaf. they had four sons.
And you're a singer. How does that happen?
All of their kids were musical. And their parents. Ah. So my grandparents were musical. But it skipped a generation there. Weird.
Oh, interesting. And then, Ken, you're the drummer. How did you get started in music?
You know, I signed up for them in fourth grade. Everybody went home with a card. Every kid in the class said, I'm going to learn how to play the drums. And they all came home with the piano or the sax. They all came back to school. Their card said they were going to play the piano or the saxet. But my parents said I could play the drums.
Oh, wow.
Which meant I had a rubber pad and a couple of sticks for a few years.
What did they think when you got a full drum set, though?
Oh, they got me the full drum set.
Yeah?
Yeah, we traded in my sister's accordion.
That might be a win-win. I don't know.
Well, what did she start playing then?
Oh, she didn't. I never saw her play.
That was the end?
Yeah, that was it.
That was the end. Awesome. Well, back over to Tony. With nearly four decades of playing live music in Madison, comment on the music scene. How has it changed from your perspective?
Oh, it's changed quite a bit. It went from there being very few places to play, then too many places to play.
Yeah.
And now we're somewhere in the middle. It's always a struggle to find gigs.
Yeah.
Even though there's a lot of musicians out there, there's a lot of people who want to hear live music. It seems to be waning a bit, that people aren't going out to hear live music, but I'm not sure. That might just be my perspective.
I definitely think that the crowds are getting a little older.
Yeah.
It's not the same as when we were younger.
Our crowds are, that's for sure.
Ken, do you have a comment from your perspective on music? You've been in the scene for a long time, and you have a recording studio as well.
I do. It keeps me busy, but, I have to play in various ensembles to keep busy.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
How many bands do you think you play in?
Probably six or eight right now.
Wow. You guys are getting around. Tell us about the Soundgarden crew. Who's in this band?
Well, it's me. I'm singing, doing the lion's share of the vocals. And we've got Kenny on drums. We've got Pete Oleg on bass.
Oh, he plays in a lot of bands.
Yeah, Pete's a busy guy. Todd Phipps.
And he plays in even more bands.
Another busy guy, yeah. A guitar player we've been working with for the last 6 months or so from Beloit, Pops Fletcher. I don't know if you know Pops.
I was wondering who that was.
Yeah, he's outstanding. Come down and see him at the Rooster. He's a lot of fun.
Now, Tony Cannon and the Soundgarden crew are playing the Red Rooster in Madison on May 23rd. Tell us about your live show.
Live shows, when you got these kind of musicians behind you, it's an easy gig for me. All I got to do is what I do, and that's mostly be loud and try and be in tune,
Yeah.
And we generally like to work with a couple of horns. So there's a saxophonist going to be working with us and a trumpet player. Mike Bowman on the trumpet and Chris Rollins on saxophone.
Mm.
I like to think of us as a horn with band or a band with horns, not a horn band.
Oh, I see. That makes sense.
We play gigs without horns.
Oh, right. Wow. Well, what else is coming up for Tony Cannon and the Soundgarden crew?
I don't have much on the docket right now. Kenny's always pushing me to get something going, but
Make Music Madison.
Yeah. Oh, where are you going to be doing that?
Yeah, we're doing that on the east side at somebody's home.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So setting up in their driveway and blasting their neighbors out of town.
Love it.
Yeah. Make Music Madison. That's the festival on June 21st, right? Yeah.
Yep.
And the city of Madison actually gets together with Make Music Madison, and they pay for all the permits so that you can have a permit anywhere and play music on that day.
I was surprised by the process. I mean, you have to apply. Yep. You know, you gotta show them that you got chops and a property. Yeah. You know,
right?
But yeah, but we're cleared to go. So
last year we did a big stage up at the top of State Street.
Yeah,
with bands. So yeah. It's a lot of fun. Every corner you can kind of turn around, all of a sudden you're going to see live music, which is it's pretty amazing.
It's a noisy day.
It's a fun day.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful day.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, very cool. Anything else happen with you guys? Get anything to eat down here in downtown when you came down?
No, I didn't. I stopped at Paul's and got myself a shot of rye whiskey. Rye whiskey makes my lips numb.
Oh, I'm surprised you didn't see Jimmy K down there.
Right?
He's always down there getting a cocktail right before the show. All right. Well, Tony, Ken, thank you so much for coming down to the studio to chat with us tonight. We really appreciate it. How can we keep up with Tony Cannon and the Soundgarden crew online?
TonyCannon.com.
How do you spell that?
TonyCannon.
All right. TonyCannon.com. Soundgarden crew. Rob, do we have time for the longer song or the shorter song?
Well, we're going to play the shorter song and then maybe the longer song.
Okay, well, let's do it. Tony, this song is called Hard Times. Tell us a little bit about the song before listen.
It's a Ray Charles staple. It's a song I've loved for, I don't know, 50 years. It's one of my favorites. Covered by a lot of folks, but I always think of Ray when I sing it.
Nice. Wow, that's inspiring. Let's check it out. This is Tony Cannon and the Soundgarden crew. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Before she passed away, said, son, when I'm gone, don't forget to pray, cause there'll be hard times. Lord, those hard times. Better than I. Well, I soon found out just what she meant when I had to pawn my clothes just to pay the rent. Talking about hard times. Hard times. Better than I.
No more sorrow when I'm in my grave.
two in a row from Tony and the Sound Garden Project, right here on Max Inc. Radio.
I can do what I want, I'm in complete control. That's what I tell myself. I got a mind of my own, I'll be all right alone. I don't need anybody else. I gave myself a good talking to. No more being a fool for you. But I see you, and all I remember is how you make me wanna surrender. Damn your eyes for taking my breath away, for making me wanna stay. Damn your eyes for getting my hopes up high, for making me fall in love again. Damn your eyes. It's always the same. You say that you change, somehow you never do. I believe all your lies, I look in your eyes, you make it all seem true. I guess I see what I wanna see, or maybe my heart's just deceiving me. Cause with that look I know so well, I fall completely under your spell. Taking my breath away, for making me wanna stay. Damn your eyes, for getting my hopes up high, for making me fall in love again. Damn your eyes.
Thank you. This girl named Gabby with an E. She came over, she made pancakes with me. We watched Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2. Sat on the couch and had some wine. She got closer to me and in no time she kissed me. And I kissed her too. And we're both moving down the road, both trying to find ourselves a home. But I hope I can see her one more time. Gabby, you're laying in your bed. Hope that you can rest your head, and that this tune can lend some company. I hope that tomorrow when you rise, the day will be an easy ride. The winding road to Lodi will bring it back to me. And we're both moving down the road, both trying to find ourselves a home. But I hope I can see you one more time. I can see you one more time. Gabby, I think we learned it one more time. Playing with the fire, if it burns too bright, it'll burn up all the air and fade. There's nothing we can say, we can hardly breathe. Can hardly breathe. Now, Gabby, I'm laying in my bed, thinking about those things you said, wondering how we lost our sympathy. I hope that tomorrow when I rise, the sun will meet these weary eyes, and I'll forget you, you'll forget about me. Now we're both moving down the road, both trying to find ourselves a home. Gabby, I think I need some time. Maybe someday I'll see you one more time.
Max Inc. Radio.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Two people are dead after the mast of a Mexican Navy Academy training vessel hit the underneath of the Brooklyn Bridge. Details from CBS News New York reporter Addie Gajardo.
We are learning that this vessel sails at the end of classes and the Mexican Naval Military School cadets training this year. It left Mexico with 277 people on board. And one thing that was very clear from speaking to people that were out here that witnessed this crash is that as they were recording, they said prior to that, there was an entire show that went on the boat.
19 people were injured. One person is dead and four others have been injured in a car explosion near a fertility clinic in Palm Springs, California. The latest from CBS's Andres Gutierrez.
Multiple buildings with damage.
The city's mayor calls it a bomb in or near a vehicle parked by the